We've just heard the anguish of those waiting to find out the fate of loved ones, and a coal mine vigil is usually both somber and subdued. But earlier this week, mine owner Robert Murray turned one into a public spectacle. He used a news briefing Tuesday to go on attack against people he apparently regarded as enemies. NPR's Frank Langfitt has this profile.
Robert Murray is the son of an Ohio coal miner. He's a successful businessman with 11 mines in 5 states. He also has a reputation for being outspoken and provocative. And that's how he was in a nationally televised news conference this week. During a sometimes rambling address, he challenged reports that his workers had been, quote, retreat mining at the time of the accident. Retreat mining is a permitted but potentially dangerous way to mine. Workers remove pillars of coal from a distance and then let the roof fall in.
The area where these men are is entirely surrounded by solid, firm, strong pillars of coal. There was no retreat mining in the immediate vicinity.
But Murray kept going. He attacked news agencies and reporters by name, and then he turned on the people quoted in their stories.
Number one, I wish you would take the word retreat mining out of your vocabulary. Those were words invented by David McAteer, Opegard, who are lackeys for the United Mine Workers, and officials at the United Mine Workers that would like to organize this coal mine.
McAteer is a former head of the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration. Opegard is Tony Opegard. He used to work as Kentucky's top mine safety prosecutor. Opegard now represents coal miners in safety cases. Both men are respected miner advocates with decades of experience. But Murray said their real purpose was this:
to damage Murray Energy, Utah American, and the United States coal industry for their own motives. You weren't told this in the previous disasters last year in America. But now, journalists, I'm telling you how it really is.
Frankly, I wasn't surprised because I know Mr. Murray's pretty combative.
That's Tony Opegard. He says he's never met Murray, but knows him by reputation. 4 years ago, Murray was accused of bullying federal mine safety officials at a meeting. He was upset about what he saw as overzealous enforcement. In notes, federal officials who attended the meeting quoted Murray as saying, "You pick the fight, I'll have your job." One official concluded his notes saying, quote, "Murray lost control altogether. Meeting ended." When West Virginia Public Radio reported the story, Murray declined an interview. Opegard says Murray's style is unusual.
He's an atypical coal operator in the sense that he's outspoken and he's confrontational, which most coal operators are not. Most coal operators do not want their names in the paper. You know, they want to operate under the radar.
And if Murray feels aggrieved, he's willing to use the courts. He's filed defamation suits against the United Mine Workers and an Ohio newspaper, the Akron Beacon Journal. After the newspaper settled, Murray told fellow coal operators he filed the suit to show them they could, quote, stand up and fight. He began building his business nearly 20 years ago with a lone mine in Ohio. NPR's Noah Adams interviewed him back in 1990.
I graduated from a high school 13 miles from this coal mine. So I think the Lord has a plan for us here, and we've been able to grow from about 200 employees here to nearly 400.
In addition to Utah, he now has mines in Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and Illinois, and more than 3,000 workers. Mike Carey heads the Ohio Coal Association. He says Murray is well-respected in his home state.
I've never seen a more committed person to the safety of his miners than Bob Murray.
But the safety record of Murray's companies has come under fire elsewhere. 4 years ago, a federal jury in Kentucky found one of Murray's companies guilty of ignoring coal dust limits and covering up violations. The company was fined $300,000. Murray could face more safety questions in Utah. He insists his workers were not retreat mining. But federal safety officials say mine maps show the area where the men were was being used for just that purpose. Bob Friend is the Federal Safety Agency's Deputy Assistant Secretary.
As we understand it, they were taking pillars or removing pillars.
Right now, the agency and Murray's company are focused on trying to reach the miners. Once they've accomplished that, the focus will turn to investigating what caused the accident. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.